This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The dove season's in full swing, and we've also got plenty of good squirrel hunting ahead of us. The season's been open about a month, but it's been pretty doggone hot for dove or squirrel hunters. And we've got some terrific fishing to report. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, dove season opened yesterday, and from what I hear, there's probably more shotgun shells expended during this first day of the dove season than there is during the entire remainder of the rest of the year. And though Illinois law offers hunters a 90-day split season, which was 60 days last year, most feel this will impact their hunting activities very little, if any, at all. The majority of the dove hunting occurs during the first 2 weeks of the season. Now, veteran dove hunters often spend as much time traveling the back roads searching for concentrations of doves as they actually do hunting. Fresh-cut silage and recently harvested wheat fields also serve as huge dove magnets. Feeding doves will swarm into these areas during the late afternoon and evening hours. And gaining access to this type of hunting lands can be fairly simple if the landowners are approached in an appropriate manner. In fact, many times the landowners may even wish to join in on the hunt. Now, good action can be found on many federal and state-managed public hunting areas. Most of the top public hunting areas offer gunning over carefully groomed sunflower fields. And as even better news, most public hunting areas are reporting good to excellent stands of sunflowers this year, so this should mean even better action. And though regulations at many public sites require permits for the first 5 days of the season, a limited number of standby opportunities are usually available. In addition, many sites offer hunting on a first-come or daily draw basis after the opening day crowds disappear. Now, rules at most public hunting areas offer permit hunters to use only shotgun shells containing shot sizes 7.5, 8, or 9, or number 6 or smaller steel. Hunters using shells containing bismuth shot must use 7.5 or smaller. And some areas, including Des Plaines, Green River, Horseshoe Lake State Park locally, Kankakee River, Mount Vernon Game Farm, the Sancris Lake area, the Silver Springs area, also require the use of shells containing only non-toxic shot, and hunters should always check for specific regulations before planning a trip to any public hunting area. So we do have some great public hunting areas, and this is the time to get out and enjoy some of this great action. And there has been a grant. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources received a grant which will provide additional hunting, fishing, boating, and birding opportunities for youth and families thanks to this federal grant awarded to expand the Illinois Recreational Access Program, which is considered IRAP. The IDNR will receive a $1.74 million grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Voluntary Public Access and Habitat Incentive Program. The funds will allow the Department of Natural Resources to expand the IRAP program, which is a program that provides rental payments, habitat management plans, and assistance on implementing restoration projects to landowners who agree to allow access for hunting, fishing, boat launching, and other recreation. Now, during the IRAP's program's first year, 3 years, 65 private landowners enrolled 13,000 acres in 29 counties. And during this time, more than 300 young turkey hunters hunted the IRAP leased property, with more than half these youngsters being first-time hunters. The majority of these young hunters did not have access to other public land. In addition, 75 habitat management plans have been or are in process of being completed, and habitat management projects have been implemented on 3,100 acres of IRAP leased property. So here's another great opportunity, particularly for young hunters interested in the spring turkey season. So we'll watch this very closely and see how it develops. Okay, we're going to take a brief break, come back and look at fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs right after these messages.
WSMI, the station you can count on for public affairs programming. Here around Montgomery County with Tobin Ott and around Macoupin County with Rick Davis, alternating weekends on WSMI. Here around Montgomery and Macoupin County at 12:35 every Saturday afternoon and at 12:05 every Sunday afternoon on WSMI AM 1540 and WSMI FM 106. The stations you can count on for public affairs programming.
Okay, we're back. And even with all this heat, we've still got some terrific fishing in each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. In fact, at Lake Shelbyville right now, the crappie are on fire and the white bass are hitting too, according to fishing guide Steve Welch. He says the water temperatures have actually gone up, something unusual for this time of year, and it's now in the low 80s, and the color remains very clear. He says crappie fishing remains about the same, very good with the mid-lake south and producing the best action. On the main lake channel banks and out on the ends of the downed trees at about 15 to 30 feet of water, anglers are slip bobber fishing with rigs tipped with a lively minnow set at about 12 to 15 feet deep. even with the branches on the downed trees. This has pretty much been the pattern for the last month or two, and it will be the same probably for the next couple of weeks. Once the water temperatures start to fall, things will change as the bait will move into the coves. He says they've been fishing for white bass, and once they get their limit on crappie, and they're doing very well on points and channel banks. They're using their side image scanners to scan these areas, and they're looking for anything that they can see in about 15 feet down on the drop-offs, and then it extends at that depth down to maybe as much as 40 feet off the drop-offs. They're also using the side image for exact size of the white dots. The bigger dots are the buffalo, and they've been catching them as well since they're mixed in with the white bass. It says to catch the white bass and the buffalo, they're using a 3/4-ounce bomber slab spoon with one of the hand-tied flies about a foot above the spoon. They'll get several doubles on the white bass doing this and just holding the rod once they get one. And then in about 10 seconds, you'll have a second. There's some really nice white bass coming in right now. They live their entire lives in deep water, and not many of these fish are caught. They're pushing 2 pounds or better. They're also dropping a spoon right in the middle of the suspended schools of whites and jigging it up and down and watching them pick it up on the drop-off. Just last week, they caught about 40 whites and a limit of crappie and about 20 buffalo, ranging from 20 to 40 pounds. So they're having a ball over there at Lake Shelbyville. At Carlisle Lake, if you're a cat fisherman, you are enjoying some fabulous success. They're extremely active right now. Trout lines have been producing, and they're using leeches and night crawlers on the trout lines. Boaters have been drifting with bait shrimp, and pull and line anglers are having success with commercial catfish baits. They're still seeing some fair to good crappie action, much deeper than they were earlier this year. They're fishing now about 6 to 8 foot deep in structure, and they're back on the brush and stumps, and the white bass action, it has been good at Carlisle Lake as well. Plenty of good action coming for the white bass on crankbaits or slab spoons coupled with curly tail jigs. In the tailwater, they're seeing an occasional big flathead, anywhere from 40 to 50 pounds, taking live bait. And they're seeing some occasional crappie, but not a lot from the spillway area on minnows and tube jigs. The sauger bite has been a hit and miss affair, and the white bass have been rated fair at Lake Carlisle. So we still have some pretty good action there, but right now it seems like the better action is occurring on when there's a little chop on the water. If it's dead calm, the action really just drops off. At Wren Lake right now, largemouth bass are rated good on plastic worms, jig and pork combinations, minnows, and spinner baits. They're fishing the shallow bays near the brushy cover and bushes. They're also fishing around the bridges and along the rocks. Reports of fish are coming in from the Jackie Branch, Sandusky Cove, and below the dam. And the crappie here, rated excellent. They've been this way since day one this year and have been throughout the entire spring and summer. Jigs are working quite well, 1/4-ounce jigs, tube jigs, coupled with a medium minnow, or even a mealworm is producing some pretty good fish. They're fishing the main lake drop-offs. The Gun Creek area has been a particular good hot spot. And from the shore, they're fishing near structures at hot spots at Jackie Branch, Sandusky, Sailboat Harbor, Markham Coves, and Ina Boat Ramp. And the channel catfish here, too, is rated excellent. Lots of channel catfish coming in. Most anglers are drift fishing, but there are some pull-and-line anglers using commercial baits. The drift fishermen are using leeches, night crawlers, and large minnows. Try fishing the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch area, the Jackie Branch, or North Sandusky Day Use areas. Set your lines in 3 to 4 feet of water from the shore over the rocks and try leeches in moving water. Of course, you can always drift fish to flats and find pretty good success. So there's a lot of catfish coming in right now. And we've got the dove season going strong, and the squirrel hunt, it too is going strong. We need a little cooler weather to get out there and enjoy it better. But we got squirrels, doves, and very soon we'll have some teal. So lots of things happening on the outdoor scene. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hickett.